This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama needs more workers. That's one of the messages from a report out this week from the advocacy group Business Education Alliance of Alabama. In fact, the state has a goal to produce 500,000 more highly skilled workers by 2025 to replace retirees and better fit the jobs available. I spoke with Jay Love, who is on the BEA's advisory board. He says those workers will come from two places.
So you've got the pre-K through 12 system. We graduate around 50,000 students per year. So over the course of the next 5 years, that would get you a number of around 250,000 if every single one of them were considered highly skilled. The other 250 would be those coming out of the four-year system, coming out of the two-year system, those that are underemployed, those that are unemployed, maybe incarcerated individuals as we try and transition them out of prisons and back into the workforce, and those that, you know, that just aren't working for whatever reason.
We hear about high school graduates being college and career ready, and there are seven different criteria that could count toward that. For instance, joining the military or being accepted in the military. There's earning some kind of industry certification. But the report talks about concern around what college and career readiness is actually measuring or what it represents. What's the concern around this?
First of all, we graduate about 90% of the students, 12th graders. But even by the State Department's own measures, only about 73-74% of those students are what we call college and career ready, that have one of those particular qualifying measurements. But also, too, we want to make sure that the college and career readiness has the rigor that we need.
Well, there's this idea in the report that Alabama has workforce development programs, but not a workforce development system. Can you explain a little bit more about that?
The Alabama Workforce Council is in the process of trying to address that. So you've got K through 12, and they have their own silo. You've got the two-year system that has its own silo in terms of governance. And we're not talking about changing the governance at all. What we're trying to do and what the Workforce Council has done is brought them all to the table and in the same room where they're communicating. And while the governance may not be at the level where there's one person or one group that controls all of them, we believe the governor, through her influence, the legislature, and all these groups have come willingly to the table. You haven't had to pull any of them to the table.
Well, the report does talk about industry certification, but it suggests that there's a mismatch between the certifications that some people are getting and the jobs that are actually available. What are we seeing there?
So that's one of the things that we would like to see addressed, is just the alignment of the jobs that are needed and the jobs that are out there are matching the certifications as they're coming out. So, for instance, manufacturing. We've had tremendous manufacturing growth in this state. Right now, the credentialing that's coming out, only about 1,450 students are graduated last year with a credential in manufacturing. The demand is almost 8,000 of those spots are available. We believe all credentials have value. Let me just say that. But we also want to make sure that the credentialing process is aligned with what the workforce needs.
What recommendations are there? What would you like to see happen coming out of this report?
We recognize the need to start early, and that's our pre-K system. Alabama has the best pre-K system. Unfortunately, right now, it's only about 37% of eligible four-year-olds can get into a pre-K classroom. The goal is to get it up to around 70%. But once they come out of pre-K, we want to make sure, you know, that they're reading at grade level, that their math abilities are at grade level. And that's where a real disconnect happens. We need to make sure that we've got enough reading coaches, that the professional development there is supports what our teachers need to make sure that these kids are where they need to be each step of the way. And then once you get into high school, Alabama has a very good career tech program and a dual enrollment program. It just probably needs to be expanded. So we feel very good about where we're positioned. We want to make sure every student has every opportunity to be successful.
That's Jay Love with the advocacy group Business Education Alliance of Alabama. Their report, Education Matters, was released this week, and you can find a link to it at our website, wbhm.org.